The News and Public Affairs Department at KWED brings to you the Saturday Topic, a weekly discussion of current events. Good morning. I'm Darren Dunn. We're excited to continue our series with Guadalupe Regional Medical Center. Each month, we partner up with GRMC to give you sort of some way that perhaps we can improve your overall health. If you're sick, we want you to be well. And once you're well, we want you to stay that way. So today, we have brought in some of our friends from the outpatient physical therapy unit over there at GRMC. You'll say, well, hey, Julie Pulsifer was here, the director, not so long ago. But we have some folks who are going to talk to you a little bit about what they do. And then specifically, we're going to talk about the subject of pelvic floor dysfunction. And I know right away you said, what's that? They're going to tell you. So stick around for that. Aaliyah Slovacek is here along with Chelsea McAllister, the both physical therapists there. Hi. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
All right. So Chelsea, you drew the short straw. We said we were going to start out with you. So let's remind people what they do, what you guys do there at the hospital. What is outpatient physical therapy?
Okay. So outpatient rehab is basically... we focus on movement. We focus on function. People come to see us after they have an injury, if they just have pain, if they've had a surgery. Something is keeping people from participating in the activities they want to participate in, from moving the way that they want to move. And so our goal really is to help to manage those things. We want to help with pain. We want to help people get moving again and get back to life. And so whether that's, you know, some strengthening exercises, some pain management techniques, lots of stretching and flexibility. We help people who have neurological disorders, who've had a stroke. Our main goal with physical therapy is always activity participation and doing your life the way you want to do it.
Hey, when we talked to Julie a while back, I mean, that was a big part of the conversation. So much of this is about quality of life,
yes.
Moving on and being able to do the things that you want to
right.
do. All right, so one of the things I mentioned that we wanted to talk about today was this topic of pelvic floor dysfunction. Okay, so I'm going to start right at the top. Aaliyah, what is pelvic floor dysfunction and why are we talking about it?
So because we all have a pelvic floor, men and women, and just like the rest of our body, our pelvic floor is actually made up of muscles, and muscles can become dysfunctional, and that can cause things such as urinary incontinence, leakage, constipation, sexual dysfunction, and a lot of pain too in the pelvic region. And so just like physical therapists treat everything that Chelsea mentioned, we also want to treat the pelvic floor when people are having those kinds of issues.
All right, so you listed off all of those things. Is how do you know if you've got this dysfunction? Is it just you check off all the things you just named? I mean, how would one know?
Well, so they might find that they are leaking urine, leaking feces even on themselves. They might have pain with intercourse. They might find that they feel like their pelvic organs are slipping out. None of that is normal. And although a lot of people will say, oh, well, you know, I had a baby, so, you know, I pee on myself a little bit when I cough. I mean, that's normal. It's really not. It's very, very common, but it's not normal at all. And if you don't address it, then it's not going to get better on its own as long as you're overloading your pelvic floor. So that's how a person would know. And then when they come in for their assessment, we would look specifically at the pelvic floor and the rest of the body to see what might be feeding into that dysfunction for us to see what exactly is going wrong.
I want to drill down into this idea of how common this is. I mean, Chelsea sort of laid it out there. I mean, Aaliyah sort of laid it out there. But Chelsea, can you talk in a little greater detail about just how common this is?
Well, it's really a super common problem, especially as the population ages. So as we age, we tend to kind of lose muscle mass and muscle strength overall, and these muscles can be affected by that as well. And so I think the statistic is like 1 in 5 adults over the age of 50 will have urinary incontinence issues. And that's not even including just our postpartum population. You know, if you've delivered a child, you know that especially immediately right after, there's usually some issues with controlling urine. And a lot of times there's just pain too. And pain can be caused by a lot of different things. So, you know, it's really common in postpartum moms. It's really common in post-surgical patients, male and female. You can have some issues there. Sometimes our total hip patients end up with issues with urinary frequency, urgency, leakage, because those hip muscles are so closely related to the pelvic floor muscles. it's just such a common issue that no one likes to talk about.
We are talking to our friends from Guadalupe Regional Medical Center, and we're tackling the issue of pelvic floor dysfunction. Aaliyah Slavicek and Chelsea McAllister, they are physical therapists there at GRMC. All right, we talked a little bit about the signs, and these common signs, using the restroom a lot throughout the day, inability to make it to the restroom without leaking urine, you mentioned coughing or laughing, and you leak in urine, and you run through all of those things. Well, some of those things also may be attributed to some other factors, so you really need to get checked out to find out what's going on.
Yes, definitely. So we, you know, you want to go to your doctor first. You have to go to your doctor first anyways to get a prescription for physical therapy. So it's not a bad idea to make an appointment when you're having these issues, and they can make sure that there's not some sort of larger medical issue going on. But a lot of times, even when there is a big medical issue, there's still dysfunctional muscles that can be treated, and we can just be an adjunct to that patient's overall care to help their function, even if it's something different that might be causing it, whether that's a hormonal imbalance or, you know, any kind of surgery that they've had or scar tissue issue that's going on.
All right, so people listening today go, you know, maybe this is something I need to explore with my physician. They call their physician, they get an appointment, physician says, I want to issue a script for you to get some physical therapy. What happens then? When they show up for their first appointment, what happens then?
So when the patient comes in for their first appointment, the very first thing that we want to do is we want to take a really thorough history, because, you know, usually the patient has an idea of kind of what's going on. So we want them to tell us, what are the problems that you're having? Let's try to tease out, you know, what could be some of the factors affecting this. Are there some dietary things? Maybe we could make some just behavior modifications. Maybe we could train your body to be on a schedule a little bit more. After we take a really good history and try to kind of get to the root of the problems, then we're going to do a physical exam. And when we do a physical exam for the pelvic floor muscles, we start out pretty similarly to the rest of the body. We're going to check your back mobility, your hip mobility. How's your hip strength? How's your core strength? All these pelvic floor muscles are really closely related, soft tissue wise, to the abdomen, to the back, to the hips. Everything, you know, works together just like the rest of the body. So we want to see how all the systems are doing overall. And then we'll do a little bit more specific kind of pelvic floor muscle assessment, where we check how are those muscles contracting? How are they? Are you able to relax them as you should be? How's the muscle length in general? Is there pain? Are there tender points? Are there things that need to be addressed from that perspective? We would do an external exam of that, and then sometimes we'll do an internal palpation of those muscles as well, just to really feel what's going on. There are several layers of the pelvic floor muscles, and so we want to check each layer and make sure that everything's functioning all the way through. And then we take that information and we'll make a really targeted, specific care plan for each patient based on the kind of the information that we've gathered through our exam.
And these are private treatment rooms, so you're not going in there to this big crowd of all these people. We pull you to the back. We're very professional about it. We're very comfortable with what we do and with talking about it with you. And a lot of times people don't want to talk about these things because they feel embarrassed, but we really strive to make them feel very comfortable in our environment. We're happy to hear anything that they want to tell us regarding some of these issues that are potentially embarrassing to patients.
You really are working with this individual to come up with a specialized plan of care for them. So what, can you give me some idea what that might involve after that initial assessment is done, and then you come up with a plan? What kind of things are we normally talking about?
Right. So Chelsea sort of touched already on some behavioral modifications. People might not know that certain foods that they're eating or beverages they're drinking might be irritants to the bladder, which can cause some bladder dysfunction that we can address. And we can talk about those things, see how often they're going. If people are going to the restroom, you know, several times a day, and they're just frustrated with that, we can talk about some ways to suppress that urge. And like Chelsea said, get them on more of a scheduled void. And the other things that we can do, though, are just like you would do with, again, with the rest of the body, with muscles. When you're treating muscles and joints, would be more manual therapy type of intervention. Sometimes people might need more soft tissue work, such as like a massage, soft tissue mobilization. We have a biofeedback machine, which basically it really helps when you can actually visualize what's going on down there. So we actually hook up the patient to some electrodes where then they can see via graphics on a computer, they they can see the contraction and the relaxation. That can help with contracting and with relaxing the pelvic floor, because a lot of times people are just in this constant state of tension down there and they don't even know it. But they see that feedback and they're able to relax.
Chelsea. And we use a really graded intervention. So, I mean, some patients come in and they're just not ready for an internal assessment or for internal work. And that's fine. We can start. A lot of times we need to start with the low back or we need to start with the hips. Like I said before, everything is so closely related that there's really global issues that we can address. And then as the patient becomes more comfortable and gets a better idea of what's going on, then we can sort of progress the treatment along to be what's right for them at that time.
Yeah, and we're even doing things like teaching certain postures that you're using when you're sitting on the toilet and different strategies for that as well. I mean, it's all encompassing. There's so much that we can do. I could spend 2 hours with each patient every time if I could, but we won't. The treatment times are usually about 45 minutes to an hour. And after your initial evaluation, it's usually once or twice a week, depending.
All right, so once or twice a week for how long generally? Does it vary?
Yeah, people sometimes they want an exact answer. Well, like, how long is this going to take me? And nobody's the same. Nobody has the same issues. Nobody's pelvic floor is the same. Nobody's going to respond the exact same way to a certain treatment and intervention. So it could be anywhere from 4 weeks to 8 weeks to maybe even 12 weeks. It just totally depends on the patient. But most of the time we're seeing probably 6 to 8 weeks, I would say.
Yeah, unless we're dealing with something a lot more complicated.
Right, because there's so many other...
Probably pretty typical.
Yeah, there's so many other contributing factors, and you can't just address the pelvic floor. You have to look at the whole person and the whole body. So, you know, we might spend one day all on the pelvic floor, and then we might spend one day all on the back and the hip or the activity modifications or dietary strategies, too. So there's a lot to encompass.
We're talking about pelvic floor dysfunction and with our friends from GRMC today. As we talk about this issue, and I'm thinking about for so many of the patients that you guys encounter, I would imagine a lot of these problems just became the new normal for them. They were going to the bathroom a lot. That's just what happens as you get older. Sex was painful. Stop having sex. Whatever the issue happened to be, it just became their new normal. I would imagine once they start to go through these therapies and they start to make these changes, that they really begin to understand that was not the new normal. This is something different, and this is something that you guys can help with.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, that's exactly right. It's not normal. And we love to provide a place for people to come talk about this, and so that we can teach them that that's not normal and just help them get over it and help them find their new normal.
Right. It's really common, but common doesn't equal normal. And even if it's been going on for a long time, there's usually some interventions that you can use to make improvements. You know, people think, well, I've been like this for so long, there's probably never going to get back to normal. Well, it may not ever get back to how it was 20 years ago, but it can likely be improved.
I want to stress before we get done with this today, you guys have already pointed this out, but I think it's always bears repeating, because men are tough nuts to crack when it comes to just overall health in general, and especially I would think with things like this as well. This impacts men just as it does women, and so guys, you need to be listening up to this as well.
Right. I mean, we don't see urinary incontinence quite as frequently in men. Sometimes post-prostatectomy or after some prostate issues, they will have urinary incontinence problems. But sometimes men actually have more trouble initiating urination. Sometimes men will have bowel dysfunction issues. Men can have pain. And some erectile dysfunction issues actually relate back to weakness. So
you guys are doing some amazing stuff over there. I mean, as I began to look at this and saw all of the things that you're helping people with, it really is fascinating. So what's the first step is they need to contact their doctor, right?
Right, exactly. So talk to your doctor about it. It can be any doctor. It doesn't have to be a specialist in these issues. It can be just your primary care doctor. Also, we accept referrals from nurse practitioners and physician's assistants. So just talk to the doctor. Say, hey, I have this going on. And sometimes people haven't even talked to their doctor about it yet because they're embarrassed. But go ahead and talk to your doctor about it. Tell them, I know they're doing physical therapy for this now, and I would like a prescription to go to physical therapy. The doctor can then just write a prescription just like they would for any other physical therapy of any other part of the body. Write the diagnosis on it, send in the prescription. They can either fax it in or give it to the patient, and the patient can bring it to us and we'll set them up with an evaluation. And then after the evaluation is when we'll determine how many visits and what the frequency will be. As far as insurance coverage and such, it's the exact same as physical therapy. So whatever your insurance plan is for how they cover any type of physical therapy, it's the same thing with pelvic floor therapy. It's no different. And we have wonderful staff in the front of the clinic who will go over benefits and everything with the patients.
This is important stuff, and I appreciate you both coming in and explaining this to folks. And I feel like I learned something today, and I hope the people who are listening today have not only learned something, but have found something that could be a benefit to them or someone that they know. So we appreciate it so much. Did we get it all covered?
I think so.
I think we did, yes.
All right, pelvic floor dysfunction. There are resources available. By the way, you guys have put together a fantastic pamphlet that sort of lays it all out. If they wanted more information, could they also call you and maybe just ask a question?
Absolutely. So I'm Elia, and this is Chelsea, and we're the ones that are doing this pelvic floor rehab. And anytime, just call 401. It's 830-401-7565, and you'll talk to somebody in the front, and they can pass you back to us, and we can answer any questions that you have. If we're not at our desk, we'll call you back.
We're happy to just have a phone conversation with somebody and kind of discuss concerns that they may have or questions that they may have about whether this type of intervention is right for them. So,
Chelsea McAllister and Aaliyah Slovacek, physical therapists over at Guadalupe Regional Medical Center. It's been fun. And sort of. I mean, I enjoyed talking to you is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, but the subject matter is very important stuff. Pelvic floor dysfunction. Get the help that you need. That number, 830-401-7565, and they can answer any questions that you have. Thank you again.
Yes, we're happy to. Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. We'll come back with more right after this.